drenched in tears, they laid him down in Joseph's tomb. The entrance sealed by heavy stone. Messiah still and all alone.
All of our praise for the wonderful work that you did on the cross, Lord, to redeem us to yourself. We praise you today, and we praise you forever. We thank you, Jesus, for your beautiful sacrifice, for your wonderful love. And we ask, Lord, that you would minister to us afresh today, that you would tenderize our hearts to receive your word as you speak through Derek, Lord. Would you bless the message and just let it fall upon receptive ears and receptive hearts? Pray this in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. And if you'd remain standing for the reading of God's word, we'll be reading from the book of James, starting in chapter 5, verse 13. And as you're flipping there, the children from kindergarten to sixth grade are dismissed to children's church at this time. And so for the rest of us, let's read James chapter 5, beginning with the 13th verse. Is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray. Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. This is the word of the Lord. You may be seated at this time. Well, as always, it's a joy to be here with you as we've...